Take a deeper dive into the art, lives, and legacies of Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and the women who played a vital role in inventing American popular music.
I'll be seeing you.
Watch videos, read essays, and hear the full Turning the Tables playlist at npr.org/turningthetables.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So it's the day before Labor Day weekend. Everyone seems to be away, so I'm alone recording this in my bedroom studio. And I'm going to start with the music of Sudan Archives. That's Sudan Archives, a singer and violinist we've been loving for the past few years. She's had a series of EPs, but now finally a debut album is coming from Sudan Archives, and judging from that song, it could well be one of the best records of 2019. The album's coming out on Stone's Throw Records. No details yet, but seeing that she's starting a tour at the top of November, that'd be a good indicator that the release is coming around that date. We'll see. So this next song's been on repeat around my apartment the last few days. It's a kind of Alice in Wonderland tale called High Alice by Norwegian singer Jenny Hovel. I highly suggest you follow along with the words to this song if you can. Jenny's last name is spelled H-V-A-L. And the reason I say that is a lot of the words are whispered, and it's really worth knowing what she's singing about. Listen to this song called High Alice from Jenny Hovel.
Creatures come from, and why?
That's Jenny Hovell. The song, Hi Alice, is from an album that comes out September 13th called The Practice of Love. It's on Sacred Bones Records. The album takes on the idea of intimacy from multiple vantage points. I'm going to go next to Pine Grove, who continue to make introspective and energetic songs. They have a sound of their own and a new single, their first for Rough Trade Records. It's called Moment. It's a song about gratitude in the face of chaos. Pine Grove, the new song is called Moment. We'll take a quick break, be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from CarMax. For more than 25 years, CarMax has made it easy to sell your car. They provide free appraisals and offers on the spot. CarMax will buy your car even if you don't buy theirs. In fact, CarMax has bought more than 8 million vehicles. To learn more and schedule your free appraisal, visit CarMax.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. In this second half of our show, it's going to be largely instrumental. And I'll start with Anna Meredith, a modern British composer. She uses rhythm and repetition to exhilarate and also at times to be restful and placid. This song, Moon Moons, leans to the side of quietude, but it has a couple of surprises along the way.
Thank you.
Anna Meredith, this song is Moon Moons. It's from her next record called Fibs. There's a fun augmented reality app for this song. I know it's on the Apple Store for iOS devices. I'm not sure if the Android version's come out yet. But search for Moon Moons, M-O-O-N, M-O-O-N-S, all one word. And again, the artist is Anna Meredith. And the album's Fibs. It comes out October 15th on Black Prince Fury. So, long before sampling, which came of age around the early 1980s, there was the Mellotron in the 1960s. It's a brilliant contraption. It's an instrument with a traditional-looking keyboard, but that keyboard triggers tape loops. And those tape loops, they might be strings, they might be horns, they might be flutes. It was a unique sound, one that didn't fully reproduce the sound of these instruments, but oddly altered them, giving the Mellotron a character of its own. There's a new album called Mellotron Variations featuring John Medeski, Pat Sansone, Jonathan Kirksey, and Robbie Grant, and this song is called Pulsar.
We'll be right back.
That song, Pulsar, features John Medeski of the group Medeski, Martin & Wood, Pat Sansone from Wilco, and also Autumn Defense, Robbie Grant, who also records under the name Vending Machine, and Jonathan Kirksey, who's one of the founding members of the Blue Shift Ensemble. They're all at the Mellotron in various forms. The album Mellotron Variations is a live concert album, which is out now, and also there's a film of their 2018 performance, which is coming out very soon. Now I'm going to end with a song by Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. It's almost 21 years old. The song is called One with the Birds, but it's just been made more beautiful on a collaborative project with Bryce Dessner of The National and the ensemble Eighth Blackbird. The album, titled When We Are Inhuman, explores the darker, more cryptic side of us humans. So let's go out on this song, One with the Birds, sung by Bonnie Prince Billy. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Martin in her house, she hollers at me. She says, why be inhuman? Why be like me? Like so many robins, like so many doves, like so many the songs of the barbed wire, without any words. When we are inhuman, we're one with the birds. And at 6 in the morning, you rise from the pillow, stand steaming above me, while I slumber below. See, I'm one with the blanket, laying fragrant and loose. You're one with a whippoorwill, you're one with a goose. Like so many robins, like so many doves, like so many lovebirds, with so many love. like the songs of the bombard, without any words, when we are inhuman, we're one with the birds. So sing with me. Like so many seagulls, like so many hawks, like so many thrushes, and so many cocks. Well, a swallow will tell you without using misleading, heart-rending words, when we are inhuman, we're one with the birds. Yes, when we hide our feelings, we may as well fly away.